from the Lord. They had to put it on the offering. And the Levites took the whole piece of frankincense and they burn it before the Lord. The more you burn frankincense, the sweeter it smells. But the moment you start to burn honey, it becomes a black, sticky mess and it stinks. So that's why you're not allowed to burn leaven and honey. So, what does it mean for us? You see, this morning, when Gerda and Andre came to church this morning, they brought frankincense before the Lord because they're carrying the cross right now. It's a very difficult moment they're going through in life, a very difficult season in life. But what they did this morning is to say, al sou ek deur hierdie seisoen gaan in my lewe, al sou ek deur dit gaan. En die woord is vol van dit, julle onthou dit, al sou dit met my so swaar gaan, nogtans sal ek die Here loof en prys, nogtans, I will bring frankincense before the Lord. So worshipping the Lord in your place of carrying your cross, your in the place where you are tested, where your worship and your life are tested before the Lord. Worshipping the Lord, a real worship, not just sweet words, honey words, but real worship is a sweet aroma before the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? That's what it means. So this morning, I believe there are some of us sitting here that you are being tested by fire right now. Not just Gerda and Henri and family, but there are some of us that vanoggend hier sit wat getoets word. Is ek reg? So all wat ek nou wil doen vanoggend is om vir jou te bid. As jy weet, jy is op hierdie stadium, gaan jy deur die vuur toets. If you know that you are being tested right now, that you are carrying a cross and you don't know how to respond on this, won't you please stand before the Lord this morning? I want to pray with you. Yeah, so many. Just stand before the Lord. Many of us. There are so many of us. And listen, all of us will be tested. Maybe you were tested already. Maybe you say to yourself, I've never been tested. I don't know how it feels. But listen this morning. This is just God's way for us. He has a cross for you. Hy het vir jou 'n kruis. Elkeen van ons het 'n kruis. Jou huwelik kan op hierdie stadium die kruis wees. Jou finansies kan op hierdie stadium die kruis wees. Jou gesondheid kan die kruis wees. Maar daar is 'n kruis. En daar is 'n rede daarvoor. En ons gaan nou kyk na dit, what it means to follow Jesus. But I want to pray this morning that you will, in this moment, receive power from the Holy Spirit, an anointing from the Holy Spirit, so that your offering, your worship before the Lord will be of frankincense. Salvirogvies. That you will be able to worship Jesus in that place where you are now, in that season. Sometimes a cross is for a moment, for a shorter moment. Sometimes your cross can be for a season. Sometimes it can be for a lifetime. But I pray that the Lord this morning will strengthen you by the Holy Spirit so that you will be able to worship Him, not just with sweet words, but with your heart. That you will not allow anything in your heart that's not of Him. Does it make sense? That we will bring a sweet aroma to the Lord. And believe me this morning, I know what it means for myself. I've been through the fire. And I believe I will still go through a lot of testing in my life. before it all ends. But I pray with you this morning that God will strengthen me and you, so that when we come to that place, when the fire tests us, that we will be like frankincense, that we will be a sweet aroma to the Lord. So I, this morning, and in that place, we need our brothers and sisters around us to strengthen us, to be in that place. So I pray this morning that the people that's sitting here, that say to themselves, I'm not going through the test right now, that you will stand up and stand around these people, and that we will pray for them, that God will strengthen us. Is that okay? Well, stand up, please, and go and support your brothers and sisters. And Charles, will you come and pray for us, please?
My son and daughter, I want you to know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. And I've given you my spirit to walk in freedom. And through my spirit, your heart will cry out, Abba, Father. And you will know my love. And you will shine like a star in this age. Perfect love I give to you. And that will drive out all fear. All fear. Keep your eyes on me, says the Lord. Keep your eyes on me. Father, we pray that you fill each one of us with your spirit right now. Father, and through that, we know that we are your sons and daughters. And by that we know, Lord, that we are never alone. And that none of our suffering, none of what we are going through is meaningless. It is producing glory for you. So we want to shine, Lord. We want to burn a fragrance for you, Lord. So strengthen us. Pick up our chins and loosen the weight so that we can glorify you. Father, I pray that we will see the purpose, and that there is your glory. And what a glorious thing it is to live for your glory, not for this world and the things of this world, but for your glory. That whatever we do, eat or drink or whatever we do, Lord, we do it for your glory. And that's purpose, Lord. That is purpose. And I pray for that purpose, Lord, that we hold it close to us. And that we can know that we know that we are loved by the Creator of the universe. So fill us with that love now, Lord. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Chorus.
Nou, is 'n wonderlike voorreg vir my om vanoggend hier by julle te wees, vir my en vir Hetty, by ons gemeente.
Ja.
Ja, en sal graag net eers die woord met julle wil deel voor enige iets anders. So John 12:26, asseblief vir Jan. Is vanoggend die sleutel skrif vir ons. As iemand wat in my diens wil staan, moet my aanhou volg en waar ek is, daar sal my dienaar ook wees. As iemand in my diens staan, sal die Vader aan hom eer gee. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. So this morning I want to talk to you about following Jesus. Om Jesus te volg. What it really means to follow Jesus. So just before I start, I believe Jesus is coming soon. Very soon. Nou het ek net een gekry. He's coming very soon. Are you ready? He's coming to fetch his bride. And we are part of his bride. He's coming to fetch his followers. His followers, his disciples. God said, go and make disciples. Disciples. So this morning I want you to listen to this carefully because I know that I can do better. I can follow better. It's always room for improvement, getting closer to Jesus. Maybe you do not follow him at all. Maybe you're just a believer. But you can become a follower, and I can do better, and you can do better. So this is the scripture. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, this is important. Where I am, not just what I'm saying, where I am, there my servant will also be. So is there a difference between being a follower and a believer? Ja, daar behoort nie 'n verskil te wees nie, is ek reg? Daar behoort nie te wees nie. Maar ongelukkig glo ek as baie wat hulle self gelowig is noem, maar nie werklik vir Jesus volg nie. And unfortunately, some of us never progress from being a believer to a follower. Ons groei net nooit in daai plek in nie. But Christianity without followers is just religion. That's what it is. God said we need to make disciples, followers. But I know the word disciple, mense is so bang vir die woord disciples. Maar ons, dis wat ons behoort te wees, disciples, volgelinge. Dis genoeg om gered te word, Jesus, aan Jesus te glo, is genoeg om gered te word. But there's much more becoming a follower, much more needed to become a follower. Is julle nog met my? Stem julle met my saam? I mean, I believe it's true. So being a follower in our world today is no foreign concept to in the world that we live in. Especially with easy access to media, social media. The person with the most followers in this world on media, on social media, is Cristiano Ronaldo. A soccer player. He's got 1 billion followers. 1 billion. Not just 1 million. How many people on the world today in total? 9 point something billion. So 1 out of every 9 people follow Cristiano Ronaldo on social media. So being a follower of a superstar does not demand anything from you. I mean, you just follow him. You check in what they do and what they say. And people think that's following. And sometimes people check in church and check in the Bible to see what God is saying. And they almost follow Jesus like they follow Cristiano Ronaldo, if you want me to say it. Does it make sense? It's scary. But to follow Jesus has a totally different meaning. Ons hou hom nie net dop en kyk wat het hy gedoen nie. He's not a historical Jesus. He is a living Jesus today. And he says, where I am, you should be. If you want to follow me, you should be where I am. This is the key word this morning. Nie net doen wat ek vir jou sê nie, jy moet weet waar ek is. So this comes from, if you understand this completely, correctly, it comes from the rabbis in the time of Jesus, where they went, their disciples followed them, so that they can see what they do. They watched them, they followed them. Hulle het nie net 'n klomp boeke gehad wat hulle gelees het nie, of op die internet gegaan nie. Hulle het hom in persoon gevolg. Hulle het gesien wat hy gedoen het. En so het hulle volgeling geword. Hulle het hom geïmiteer, hulle het hom genavolg. But listen this morning, it's easy to say I'm a disciple or a follower, but maybe it's not so easy to do it. Listen to this. Jesus, what did Jesus have in mind when he called us to follow him? Wat het hy bedoel toe hy gesê het dat ons hom moet volg? So let's see what scripture says. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. That are the conditions that Jesus had in mind. Dis wat hy in gedagte gehad het. As jy hom wil volg, is dit die stappe waar deur jy moet gaan. So wanneer ons hierdie goeders oopbreek vir onsself, dan besef ons, it's not so easy. It's going to cost you something to follow Jesus. It's more uncomfortable than comfortable. Die eerste ding is, so according to Jesus, there are three conditions we need to have to become a follower of him. A desire, number one, if anyone desire to follow me, die eerste een is 'n behoefte of 'n begeerte om die Here te volg. The second one is a denial of self. And the third one is acceptance of our crosses. So kyk jy na dit, ne, dan vra ek, hoeveel mense wat sê, hulle is Christene, is volgelinge. Hallo? Kyk ons na dit, hoeveel mense wat sê, hulle is Christene, is volgelinge. Ons het nodig om te sien. I'm not putting something heavy on you this morning. But I'm bringing the truth. Dis die waarheid. Dis wat Jesus self gesê het. If you want to follow me, you need to desire. If you want to follow me. So waar kom begeerte vandaan om Jesus te volg? Where does it come from? So jy sien, kan ek jou vertel wat het met my gebeur het? Many years ago, more than 30 years ago, Jesus called me to himself. That was the time that I was born again, in 1993. And then I was in church. I went to church every morning, on Sunday mornings. I went to church, but I never met Jesus in person. In that time, I was born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. And I saw Jesus in the Spirit. I saw him for who he is. Ek het hom gesien vir wie hy is. En wat hy vir my kan beteken en hoe my lewe kan verander. En hoe meer ek, en hoe nader ek aan hom gekom het, hoe meer besef ek wie Jesus is. Ek sien hom. My desire is to become like him. Ek wil soos hy wees. Dis waar die begeerte vandaan kom. As jy nie 'n verhouding met die Here het nie, kan jy nie sien wie hy is nie. Dis nie net in die woord nie. Dit is daardie intimiteit wat jy beleef met die Here. Wat maak dat jy sy stem hoor en sy karakter en sy geaardheid en sy liefde en sy geduld en sy genade en sy barmhartigheid en al daai goeders beleef. You want to become like him. That's where the desire comes from. It's like people following Cristiano Ronaldo, I believe because they in their hearts they wens hulle, ek wens ek was soos hy gewees. Want hy het soveel geld en hy's 'n superstar. Maar om Jesus te volg, ek wens, Here, ek kan U verteenwoordig. Ek wil nie soos Jesus wees om Jesus te wees nie. Ek wil U verteenwoordig. Dis hoekom ek 'n begeerte het. Dis waar dit vandaan kom. Jy gaan nie 'n begeerte hê net deur kerk toe te kom nie of om godsdienstig te wees nie. You need to have an intimate relationship with the Lord. Hy trek jou in daai plek in. Die dag toe die Here my getrek het, tot vandag toe is die woorde wat ek gehoor het, Len, you are mine. Jy's myne. Jy's nie die wêreldse nie. Jy's myne. Jy behoort aan my. En toe daai gedagtes in my hart geval het, te weet ek, I was made for Jesus. Dis hoekom ek hier is. Dis waar die begeerte vandaan kom. Die begeerte is ook 'n ding van dat Jesus sal niks op ons afforceer nie. He will not force us to follow him. Remember that. He gave you a will. He will not force you. Even Jesus denied himself willingly and took up the cross. John 10, 17 to 18. Therefore my Father loves me. Listen carefully to this. Therefore my Father loves me because I lay down my life, my soul, that I might take it up again. I lay it down so that I might take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I've received from my Father. Actually, he says, I do this because my Father wants it. That's what he says. I've got power to do it. I've got power not to do it. Maar weet jy wat? Jy het dieselfde power, as ek het so kan uitdruk. Jy het dieselfde wil. In die einde van die Bybel staan daar, laat elkeen wat wil na my toe kom. It's all about your heart. Desire to follow Jesus is a thing of your heart. Dit kom met jou hart uit. Dit is nie 'n opdrag, dit is nie 'n wet nie, dit is nie iets wat die kerk sê nie, dit is nie wat iemand jou leer nie, dit is nie 'n kursus nie, it's about, I want to follow you, Jesus. There's nothing else in this world. You are my total fulfillment. That's the first condition to be a follower. You need to want to, you need to desire to follow Jesus. Ek glo, dis hoekom baie mense dit nie doen nie. Because they don't desire it, that's all. They don't want to do it. They want to be themselves. They want to decide for themselves, to live for themselves. They don't want to change. So the second thing is a desire. The second thing to the desire is a denial of myself. I need to deny myself. Deny means to say no to myself and yes to Jesus. That's what it means. No to myself. To deny yourself means to say no to your soul. Actually, it means no to your soul. Your soul consists of your will, your intellect, and your emotions. Your will. No to your will. Jesus said, Nochtans nie my wil nie, maar u wil. So when last did you tell God, listen God, not my will, but your will. That's what it means to follow Jesus. Not my will, but your will. Not my feelings. Want dit is wat het my siel ook uit bestaan. It's not about my feelings, but what you impresses on my heart. What you impress on my heart by the Holy Spirit. What you impress on my heart. It's not what I think. It's nie wat ek voel nie. It's nie wat ek wil nie. Dis wat die Here in my hart sit. I need to follow you. That's denying yourself. That's denying yourself. We need to deny. If you want to follow Jesus, you need to deny yourself. And then take up your cross. And we handled this, the whole thing this morning. But you know what? It's on the cross where I say, Lord, not my will, but yours. Not what I think, but what you think. Not what I feel, but what the Holy Spirit impresses on me. My cross is the place of sacrifice. Galatians 5:24 says,
Maar die wat aan Christus Jesus behoort, het die hartstogte en die begeertes van hulle sondige geaardheid gekruisig. And those who belong to God, to Christ Jesus, have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires.
Nie net waar jy vinnig jou hand opgesteek het nie. Hallo. Hulle wat aan Jesus behoort het, hulle self gekruisig. And those, the New King James says, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh and its passions and desires. 1 Korintiërs 15 vers 23 sê, Het jy dit, Rian?
Ja. But each in his own order is wanneer Jesus weer kom. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Wie behoort aan die Here? Who belongs to Christ? Those who? Nee, ek moet nie jou hand opsteek nie. Those who have crucified the flesh. And Jesus is coming again for who? For those who
Jy kan die som maak. Jy kan die gedagte volmaak as jy wil. Jy kan self dink. Dis nie 'n ander teologie nie. Dis nog steeds dieselfde teologie. God is 'n liefdevolle Vader. But following Jesus is going to cost us a price. En as hy weer kom, he's going to look for his followers. Dis wat ons vanoggend hier sien. So ek weet nie, as jy ergens langs die pad, 'n keuse gemaak het vir Jesus, jy is in die kerk, jy kan sê vir ander mense, ek glo in Jesus, maar jou lewe het geen vrug nie. Jy het nog nie jou kruis opgeneem nie. Jy het nog nie jou begeertes en jou vlees en al die goed gekruisig nie. Jy is nog net dieselfde, jy skop nog steeds die hond. Jy word nog steeds kwaad en jy praat nog steeds net soos dat jy gepraat het, jy leef nog steeds soos dat jy geleef het, geld is nog steeds jou baas, of jy werk jou mors dood, jy het nie tyd vir jou familie nie, daar is geen vrug nie, van die koninkryk van die Here in jou hart nie. Ek weet nie, ek sê vanoggend, ek weet nie, of ons, as jy so leef, of jy sal gehaal word nie. Ek weet nie. Ek weet nie. Is miskien nodig dat ons hierdie goeters vir mekaar sê, is ek reg? Ek weet nie. We need to become followers of Jesus. Daar is daar nie een skrif wat die Here gesê het, wat sê, vir hierdie klomp wat voor hom gestaan het, Here, maar in die naam het ons wat gedoen? In die naam het ons duivels uitgedryf, in die naam het ons gepreek, in die naam het ons al hierdie goeders gedoen, en dan het hy vir hulle gesê, wat? Ek ken julle nie. Why? Want hulle het nie gekwalifiseer nie. En wat is die kwalifikasie? Those who have crucified their flesh. So, hoe rol hierdie ding uit in my lewe om Jesus te volg? Hoe rol het uit? Ek het nou hierdie gedeelte gehad van die frankincense, maar ons is verby dit. Dit is nou mooi om dit vanoggend te kon sien. En ek weet die Here gaan julle help, né? Maar hoe rol het uit? Die eerste ding is in verhouding. Dis hoe dit uitrol. Die eerste ding is, Jesus roep jou na hom toe. Dis wat met my gebeur het, en ek hoop hy dit met jou gedoen, en hy, dat jy hom kan hoor. Elke dag is daar 'n uitnodiging van hom af. He invites me every day to follow him. Every day. So it starts with relationship. You cannot follow Jesus without relationship. You cannot follow him in just doing Bible studies or whatever. You need to hear his voice. You need to spend time with him, and you need to discern his voice in your heart. That's how you need to follow him. Otherwise, you're going to follow some scriptures or dagstukkies or whatever, but you need to follow Jesus day by day, step by step. And therefore, you need to know his voice. Otherwise, you will not be able to follow him. And that's relationship. You need to know Jesus through relationship, verhouding. So the second thing is my walk with Jesus. To follow him, I need to walk. Walk is all about character. It's being humble, pure, repentant, forgiving. 1 John 2 verse 7 says, if we say that we follow Jesus, we ought to walk the way he walked. As ons sê dat ons Jesus volg, behoort ons te wandel soos wat hy gewandel het. Wat sê die? Nee man, dis nie die ene nie, sorry. Ek dink is vers 6. Excuse, dit kan vers 6 wees. Maar dit maak nie nou saak nie. Sê ons volg hom. As ons sê dat ons in hom is, behoort ons te wandel soos wat hy gewandel het. Nou, 'n voorbeeld vir my is wanneer ek en Hetty miskien nie op, nou moet ek my woorde mooi tel, nie so in eenheid is as wat ons behoort te wees nie. En dan het ek hier in my hart het ek 'n gedagte om na 'n plek toe te gaan waar ek nie in behoort te gaan nie. Because why? Jesus is not there. So, om het al lelik te wees, Jesus is not there. And Jesus says, I'm not there where you're going, Len. I'm not there. Dan sê ek nog steeds, maybe you're not there, Lord, but at this moment I want to be there. So she's going to have it all now. You hear? You hear what I say from the walk? It's like Jesus, like Hetty and I decided along the way in our season of life that maybe we should go and live in Stillby. And that's where we are now. We have moved to Stillby, and we will enter this morning service with the whole thing about Stillby. But you know what? Before we decided to go to Stillby, for ons besluit het om so toe te gaan, moes ek in my hart weet, Jesus is daar. Vir my, hy is daar vir ander mense, maar het help nie, ek gaan so toe en Jesus bly hier nie. Dit klink nou miskien nie heeltemal, maar ek wil jy my door, want dis waarvoor die hele oggend begin het. Waar ek is, sal my volgelinge wees. You need to find out where's Jesus in your life. So Lord, we're deciding that we're going to Stillby. Are you there? If you're not sure, you need to pray about this. And you're still not sure, you get someone to pray with you to make sure that this is the right decision to go to Stillby. Then you need your leaders to pray with you. They're not going to decide with you, but make sure that Jesus is waiting for you there. Or he says, listen, you can follow me. This is my heart for you to go to Stillby. It's good. Go. You have to find that place in your life. That's following Jesus. Otherwise, you're just doing stuff and you ask Jesus, listen, Jesus, I'm going to Stillby. You need to follow me. Otherwise, you're going to stay in Swellendam. Yeah, you laugh, but that's how many of us live our Christianity out. We decide many stuff and we don't ask God's permission or his heart for the decisions that we take. Ons leef baie keer so. You need to deny yourself. So if Jesus said along the way, listen, this is not my heart for you to move to Stillby now, then I need to surrender. As hy dit sou gesê het, dan moes ek die knie gebuig het en gesê het, it's not about myself. It's not about my comfort or whatever. It's about you, Lord. It's about your kingdom. We're almost 70 years of age now. We're still in ministry. We're still in ministry. Because it's God's will. We're still there. We need to follow him. We're following the Lord in our lives. Until he says otherwise. And tot die dag kom wat hy sê, dat dit nie meer so hoef te wees nie. Maak het sin. Ja. It's my walk with Jesus. It's Jesus' call to serve him whenever, wherever, which is very unique and special to every one of us. Ephesians 2 verse 10. To follow Jesus is to follow him in what he has for you. Want ons is God se handewerk. Hy het ons in eenheidsband met Christus Jesus so gemaakt dat ons die goeie werke wat hy vir ons bestem het kan uitlewe. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. If you follow Jesus, if you want to know what Jesus has for you, what must I do, Lord, in your kingdom? What do you want me to do? The only way that you're going to find this out is that you need to follow him. Charles is not going to tell you this, or your leaders, or a course on internet or whatever, jy kan jou ontdek jou gawes doen tot jy blou is. If you're not following Jesus, you will not find out what you're calling in his kingdom. It's better to follow him and do no course and find out where Jesus wants you and in obedience do what he wants you to do and he will find your good works that he prepared for you beforehand. Now beforehand beteken nog voordat hy hierdie aarde gemaak het, het hy geweet dat jy sal leef. Nog voordat hy hierdie aarde gemaak het, en hy het goeie werke vir jou voorberei, waarin jy kan wandel. Dis hoe wonderlik het is. But you need to find that out. He's not going to tell you. He's not going to give you a certificate or a WhatsApp or whatever. Jy moet uitvind soos wat jy wandel. Follow Jesus. Lord, what do you want me to do in your kingdom, in your church? You follow him day by day. He will lead you to that place. So, hoe meer ons na hierdie woord luister vanoggend, hoe meer besef ons, you can be a believer, but not a follower. You need to follow Jesus. I need to follow Jesus day by day. Hello? Does it make sense? For one very good reason. And the reason is 2 Corinthians 3:18. That's the reason and that's the purpose. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. You see, wanneer jy hom sien, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Are being transformed in the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Die grootste calling wat ek op my lewe het en jy op ons lewens het, is to glorify God. We are made to glorify God. It's not about my ministry. It's not about my own kingdom. It's not about my money. It's not about my whatever. It's about the purpose as a Christian. If you are connected to Jesus in relationship, the calling in your life is to glorify Jesus. And the only way that you will get it right is by following him in obedience. Do what he wants you to do every day. So, what is my heart this morning for us? I mean, we moved to Stillby this, and we will, in a sense, get disconnected from you as a family, but we will still come and visit. We're still in Just Gen, we're still connected in relationship, but not you will not see us as frequently as you saw us. Ons gaan, in a manier, gaan ons bietjie wegraak. Maar my hart vanoggend vir julle is dat julle volgelinge sal wees. I mean, as ek eendag by die Here kom, en ek moet verantwoording doen vir wat ons, alle jare wat ons in Swellendam was, en in Stilbaai gaan ons ook nou dien, is daar een ding wat ek die Here voor vertrou, dat ek maak, kom hier so, dat ek, hierdie is 'n ander getuienis, wat ek eendag ook vir julle sal gee, maar dat ek maak, dat ek voor die Here sal kom staan met maak, en sê, maak, die Here het maak vir my gegee, as jylle kan hoor, hy is die Here en hy behoort aan die Here. But Lord, I did everything in my power to make this man a follower of you, not just a believer. And Lord, here is Mark. Jesus, he's a follower. He's a disciple. That's my reward. Dis wat het gaan beteken enig as ek voor Jesus staan. Hoe hierdie gebouw lyk, hoeveel mense hierin is, het niks daarmee te doen nie. Die vraag is, die skappe wat ek vir jou gegee het, Jesus het gesê, gaan verkondig die evangelie en maak hulle my disciples. Leer hulle, maak hulle my disciples. The calling in our lives is to become disciples and followers. En dan kan ek voor die Here staan en sê, Here, hierdie man wat hy vir my gegee het, was hardkoppig. Maar, hy was 'n verlore skaap, maar as het hom gaan haal, en vandag, Heer Jesus, is hy baie nader aan u, as wat hy was. Ek het alles in my vermoë gedoen om hom na u toe te bring. Dis waar oor kerk gaan, alles. Want hy behoort aan die Heer, hy behoort nie aan my nie. Amen. So, my prayer for all of you, dankie maak. My gebed vir julle allemaal sal wees, is dat julle vandag hierdie call in julle harte sal opneem. Dat julle hier sal uitstap en sal sê, Lord, I desire to become a follower. Ek het 'n begeerte. Ek het nog soveel om te groei. Ek het nog soveel om te verander. En as jy vanoggend daai begeerte het om dit beter te kan doen, wil jy nie voor die Here staan nie, dan bid ons saam. Ag Here, almal van ons het vanoggend hierdie woord gehoor, Here. Almal van ons. Ons begeer, Here, soos wat ons voor hier staan vanoggend. We need to become followers. Ons wil volgelinge wees. Nie net goeie kerkmense nie, Here. Nie net bedienaars nie, maar volgelinge, Here, wat in gehoorsaamheid u volg, wat kan onderskei waar u is in ons lewens En dan kan ons sê, Here, ons lê onsself neer om daar uit te kom waar U wil hê ons moet wees, sodat ons kan hoor wat U wil vir ons lewens is, sodat ons gevoelens nie saak sal maak nie, Here. En wat ons dink nie ons sal lei nie, maar U Gees ons sal lei en U woord ons sal lei. Ek dank U vir ons allemaal vanoggend. Here Jesus, hiermee sê ons as ons voor U staan, ons wil U disippels wees, Here. Ons wil U volgelinge wees. Maar ons sê dit ook vanoggend, in ons eie krag gaan ons dit nie reg kry nie. Ons weet, Here, U het ons die Heilige Gees gegee om ons te leer. So ek bid elke dag as ons opstaan, dat ons so bewus sal wees van die Gees se koneksie met ons, Here. Want Here, U wag nie vir ons in die binnenkamer by die Bybelstudie nie. U is met ons. U is Immanuel met ons, Here. In die bed, as ons slaap, die hele nag, as ons opstaan, as ons eet, as ons ry, as ons kerk toe gaan, as ons nie kerk toe gaan nie, waar ons ook al is, die Gees is met ons, Here. Die Gees is in ons. En ek dank U dat ons die Heilige Gees het, wat ons sal help om U te volg, altyd, Here. So God, by Your Spirit, and by Your strength, and Your anointing, we will be followers, Lord. It's not on our own strength. And I thank You, Jesus, that we will be a letter to people outside, that they will see Jesus in our lives. Ek dank U, Jesus, dat ons 'n lieflike geur vir U sal wees wanneer ons getoets word. Dat ons, soos Job kan sê, though You slay me, Lord, I will trust You. Lord, I pray that You will come by Your Holy Spirit, that You will just again, Father, fill us in such a way that we will be able to say that though You slay us, we will follow You, Lord. And we surrender. I feel this morning it's just a moment of surrender, Father, completely. Giving our flesh, our passions, our desires, everything that's so worldly sometimes, we give it to You this morning. We surrender to You, Father, and we pray that You will help us to live in victory for Your kingdom's sake. In Jesus' name. And we all say, Amen.
Lekker. You can sit down, please. Thank you. Oh, take your seats. That sounds more. Sit, Jella. Yeah, sit plat. So, it was so amazing on Friday during Tinus's service just to think back on his life and how just his testimony of being spirit led. He was certainly a man that picked up his cross, and he was massive in the spirit. A giant in the spirit, like we spoke on Friday. And I don't think we realize what God has planned for you. If you would just listen. If we would just listen. See, even our calling, sometimes we make that an idol, because we make it my calling. And if you go and read Jesus as the shepherd, He leads the sheep out. He says He calls you by name, but He leads them out. So even your calling is not about you, but we make it about you. Lord, what's my calling? You know, I want to listen. What's my calling? You know what a calling? Calling is just listening. It's why it's called a calling. It's a call. It's a voice saying to you, do this, and you need to respond to that. An effect of that, doing something in the spirit, it is responding to the creator of the universe's call. So it's not a krachtelose ding. I don't know what's that in English. It's not power. It is a very powerful thing to listen to the creator of the universe, because He's got something planned. So in 2008, is it there? I remember standing in in the parking lot of Woodhill Country Club in Pretoria. And some of you would know the place. Scary place. Anyways, standing in a parking lot, and I remember my dad said to me, I think we were sitting in a car, I just can't remember. No, we were standing outside of the car. They came and visited, I think we played golf, and he said, so we feel in the Lord that the Lord's leading us to move to Swellendam. And I'm like, huh? Like, Swellendam, why is that? I've maybe heard of it once or twice in my life, don't know where's that town. What is it now, 17 years later? It was one voice of the Lord, or one call of the Lord, of a town, somebody, he once leaned there. And he listened to that voice, not knowing what would happen. He didn't. And even when he came, I remember eventually the Lord said to me, I need to move. That was that 3 years later. And the Lord said to me, you need to come down to Swellendam. And I'm like, okay, here, I'm going to go to ja, nee. 27 jaar in Pretoria kon ek nie 'n girl kry nie. Wat gaan ek in Swellendam kry? And little did we know what the Lord wanted to do, all of us, all of you sitting here listening to God, just following His voice and seeing what the Lord wants to do. And how many lives has changed through the last 17 years because of just one man listening. Now, it's not about Len. It's about us listening so that God can move. And there's a place of honoring. The Bible says we need to honor one another. And there's a place of honoring them this morning. Like we wouldn't have, I want to say that, and it sounds strange because it's my parents, but we wouldn't be here if it weren't for him listening. We wouldn't. God would have probably made another plan, but because he listened, God's getting the glory. And we would have the privilege to experience family. Like, I haven't felt family for a while like this week. I had the privilege of being a family member for that family. And that all happened with the call in 2008. Now, to think of it, before the creation of the world, God called you. Nie Paulus nie, nie Petrus nie, nie Lucas nie, nie John Piper nie, nie Andrew Selly nie. Vir jou. Vir Swellendam. Pick up your cross and see what happens. I want to say, if you do that, God will know you. Baie van ons sukkel met daai skrif. Gaan weg van my, ek ken jou nie. Dis like, hoe maak die Here weet dan wie's almal? Hè? Dis 'n moeilike skrif daar. Die Here weet wie's almal. Hoe ken hy my dan nou nie? This week in my quiet time, I had a moment. Obviously a difficult week. And in that moment, I actually meant the words I was worshiping. I felt I'm meaning what I'm singing now. And the Lord said to me, thank you for being present. Sometimes we have to go through things to be present. And in that moment, the Lord knows me. Because I'm present. How many times do we spend time with the Lord and we're not present? Yes, we struggle with that. So I want to say, I'm not jogging a house now. I want to say, make sure that you listen and be present with the Lord. That you respond. And the Lord will get glory. And as beautiful as he is, the Lord says, I want to give my glory to you. It's profound, that thought. That one day, all we're doing now is producing glory for us as well. There's rewards coming. Why? I've got no idea why he wants to reward me. Honestly, I don't need it. Just his presence for me, but he wants to. That's who the Lord is. So keep on keeping on. Like they are. 70 years now and they keep on keeping on. It's makkelijk for them to say, okay, I've had enough. But they keep on keeping on. So we want to pray for you guys. And we want to say thank you for the season. Thank you for listening. Yes, it's been a difficult week, eh? Kom staan hier by ons. Staan hier by ons. Rian, ek weet jy wil ek.
Yeah, I just want to, Charles mentioned it now. Just want to add one thing about Umlene and Tanieti's call. And if the English people, excuse me, I'm going to say it in Afrikaans. Ek het my hele lewe lank het ek tussen boere gebly. En jy besluit nie om 'n boer te word nie. Dis in jou murg. Dis in jou bloed. Dis, that's how it is. En alles wat vandag hier is, nee, waardeur ons gaan, so wat Charles sê, dis nie net om Lennant en Hattie se toer, daar is baie faktore wat bygedra het tot dit. Maar een van die redes is, 'n boer in die Vrystaat het gesê, my identiteit gaan nie in my grond wees nie. My identiteit gaan nie in my boerdery wees nie, want Jesus is van meer waarde. En vir oggend wat Omlen ook gesê het, is dat daar 'n prys om die Here te volg. En dat die Here vandag vir van ons goed, van ons as 'n congregation, he asks us, what will you place on the altar and give it to me and let it die, so that I can raise up something new. So ons eer om Len en Tanieti vir alles wat hulle gedoen het. Hulle het die prys betaal, maar ook gee ons vir iets kleins, die Here het vir iets meer. En net om die lewe interessant te hou, het ons vir hulle plant ook gekoop. Net om so 'n bietjie dat hulle in die tuin ook kan woeker. En die plant is 'n yesterday, today and tomorrow, as ek het reg het. Want die Here wat oom Len in sy bakkie in die Vrystaat geroep het, is dieselfde Here wat hulle vandag stilbaai toe stuur. En is dieselfde Here wat môre by ons gaan wees as ons aangaan en hom dien en hom volg, soos wat ons vanoggend gehoor het. So vir die wat by ons wil kom staan, kom dat ons saam met hom lê. Daar was ons titels.
Vader, sewentien jaar terug het u hierdie man in ons lewens ingebring. Ons het koppe gestamp. Maar van wat hy vir my en al gedoen het, het hy vir so baie in hierdie gemeente gedoen. So baie vir ons geleer van wie hy is. So baie in sy lewe vir ons gewys hoe dit is om hy te volg. So baie, Here, het ons op gesien dat hy loop en hy volg hy. En ons kon sê, ons volg Len, want hy volg hy. I just want to thank you, Lord. But it's a wonderful Father to send him away with a knowledge that he's going where you want him to be. But also with the knowledge, Father, that he's leaving behind a legacy that we can still follow and say thank you for what you've done for this congregation through him. And Hetty, Father. That together they were an example that we will always look up to. An example that we will follow and know that they have built that example on the rock Jesus Christ. And we just thank you for that. We pray, Father, that as they go, that you will lead them, that you will bless them, Lord, that your hand will be upon them always. And that we as a congregation will never forget them. In Jesus' name, I thank you for their lives and for what they've done for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lekker. Okay, julle. Ek het niks meer om te sê nie.